Hey, Tony, I noticed that when you came over today, you had some coffee with you.
I did.
And here's my simple question for you. If I made another pot of coffee, would you like some?
I'd love some.
Okay, good. Because I can only have a certain amount of coffee. And then my body says, nope, stop. No more coffee, please.
Your body is different than mine. I could keep drinking coffee all day. Just vary the temperature to however I'm feeling. I mean, what happens is I will drink hot coffee and I will think, now I am hot. Now it's time for cold coffee. I will drink iced coffee and then I will think, now I am cold. It's time for hot coffee.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Well, let's get this podcast started. Who do we have first?
First is Buster Friendly.
Here on Hometown Sounds.
Underrated, and I only could have waited if you appreciated me. Now I'm inundated, and things are kind of blatant with you. I only feel I'm jaded. I see what we created, and I take it you're frustrated and wish you never stayed with me. Now I'm just afraid about the changes that will ensue. If I thought that I was set, and I never second guessed, cause I knew that it was best for me. Now I'm finally meant for this, and crazy not to see you soon. I never would regret this, I thought that I'd forget it, and I never would just leave, cause I knew that we'd stay friends at least. Now I feel it's meant to be, and crazy not to see it through.
All I wanna fade is
Tony, I have good news that I was able to make coffee. So here's your coffee.
Thanks, man.
I hope you enjoy it.
Cheers.
And to everybody else, welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast.
We show you how DC brews.
I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Pareko.
And that was Buster Friendly with a song called Your Love. He is an adult contemporary singer-songwriter from Alexandria, Virginia. And to be honest, there's not a whole lot of information about him online.
It's kind of weird to put music out, but not want to associate much of your identity about it.
Yeah, that's some people do that. One quote that we have from his SoundCloud page says, "We're a band, to say the least." I think that's true. That is saying the least. But yes, we can tell you that his name, Buster Friendly, is the host of a very popular radio and television show in San Francisco during the events of the book Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by Philip K. Dick, which most people know as the basis for the film Blade Runner.
Paul, are you a big Blade Runner fan?
I am a big Philip K. Dick fan, not as much of a Blade Runner fan. That movie put me to sleep a few times when I tried to watch it.
I understand that it's regarded very much as a classic movie.
It is.
But I sort of did have a similar experience when I viewed it for the first time a few years back. We're going to keep the chats about movies going. Paul, how do you feel about horror movies?
I am not into horror movies. They're okay. I'm not terrified of them generally, but they're not. I'm not a fan like some people are, like huge fans.
So I recently saw the movie Hereditary.
Okay, don't know it.
Starring Toni Collette, and it was kind of had some other big names as well. Mm-hmm. And it was spooky as hell. Mm. And what I really love about a horror movie is when there's sort of a real mysterious plot and little breadcrumbs along the way. It really feels like you're part of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very, very fun and excellent in terms of providing a movie experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it was both spooky, but also psychological. Because along the way, you're also kind of wondering, could this just be in someone's head?
Mm, I like that.
Yeah. But there ended up being a demonic component. And Paranormal Activity, Saw, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So what can I say? Me and horror, we're good friends. We're going to shake demonic hands and claws. So we're going to keep this show going?
I think we should. Who's up next, Tony?
Shade.
Yes.
Push a finger through your eye. It feels cool. It feels right.
their creepiest song to date. That was Silver Knife by Shade.
Shade is twins Spencer and Max Ernst and singer Chelsea Lee. This song was co-produced by Manatee Commune, also known as Grant Eady, from Portland, Oregon. Shade just finished a tour opening for Ex-Ambassadors and next performs at the Sequence Music Festival in Brooklyn on July 21st. So getting back to that, this band consists of a pair of twins. You run into seeing siblings in bands sometimes, and it is always a very spooky and uncanny experience to see that. I have seen Shade live. The twins do have different haircuts.
Yes.
But last night, I saw the band Cigarette open for M. Ward, Cigarette, the DC band. Paul, what I thought was very interesting was when I told you about this, you said that they were so chill.
So chill.
I don't think they're chill at all. I think they're spooky.
All right.
I do like that we're keeping things thematically together,
yeah,
from talking about spookiness to twins and siblings and bands and horror movies. There is just something very weird of looking from one side of the stage to the other and seeing the same face.
Right.
But what was really surprising to me is it turned out that Cigarette was an excellent pairing to open for M. Ward at the 930 Club.
Nice.
It was, I mean, there is a hominess to M. Ward's music that I have always loved dearly, dearly, dearly. And there's just something about the really drony sounds of Cigarette that fit that very, very well, despite the fact that it wasn't as sort of comforting. It was more uncomfortable, which is weird because I said that they were a great pairing.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, it worked so, so well.
How was the sound at the 930 Club?
Great. Right where I wanted it to be.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Loud. Like, why do you ask, Paul?
I've been having some issues with some of the sound at shows I've been seeing recently. I saw a show about a week or so ago, and it was too loud. It was like so loud that it was distorting.
Okay, yeah, that's a problem.
That's definitely a problem. You want it to be loud, but you don't want it like loud enough that you want to put in earplugs so that you feel it, but not so much that it just sounds muddy and awful.
Right.
And so I've been having an idea that Tom Sietsma, the food critic of the Washington Post, his bugaboo is how loud restaurants are. And he took to bringing a decibel meter to restaurants when he would go eat at them to report on how loud they were.
I've seen this, yes.
I'm wondering if there's some sort of decibel meter or maybe even app on the phone that I could get that would tell me how loud things are, so I can judge when a venue is not doing well with their sound. I might explore this idea.
It's quantitative.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I also want to say that I recently saw a show at Milky Boy Art House way up in College Park, which is the first time I'd ever been there, and the sound was excellent. It was some of the best sound I've heard in a while for seeing some, you know, fun DC indie rock bands, and the vocals were just right up in front of the mix. And very clear and not, you know, just the right amount of volume. So that, I mean, that's what I want. And there's some venues that I don't gravitate toward. And I've heard people slamming in conversation that they typically have really bad sound. And that's just, it's a bummer when a band you want to hear is playing at those venues and you go, oh, I don't know if I want to go.
I guess I will say that sound volume level is a way to exert an amount of control over the audience so that they're not talking, which is an issue we've discussed on occasion.
That is true. If people are going to be chatting, you could try to drown them out so they don't bother or they leave when they want to go have a conversation. Yeah, there is that. But, you know, then you can go too far, I think, and then just make everybody have a bad time. So I don't know what to do about it. I'm thinking that if I can figure out that venues are cranking their volume up too loud, maybe I can tweet at them and try to get them to turn it down a little bit so that everybody has a good time.
Include some pics of your decibel meter?
Yes, exactly. Like I'd be the Tom Sietsma of venues in DC. Food for thought.
Here on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
Next up, we have Damu the Fudge Monk and our boy Flex Matthews.
Yeah.
I want to. Tell me what it is. The show, the show. Tell me. What it be? So never preach your boy, even they say. The boy was headed straight for prison, y'all are squeezing the tray. Cause I was wild and kicking dust up on the streets that I stayed. But I was all about loving the night, a season, a day. They kept my name in the dirt next to Mom Dukes and all. Back up against the wall, watching pieces of the sky fall. Pushing was their weapon, but I didn't have a thing. Always knew I was a champion, but didn't have a ring. Here's the thing, you can't step on a man with nothing to lose. That's the ill mistake to seal your fate, he's coming back for you. And I wasn't that dude, but they made me. Trying to work and overslave me like I came with breath. Stuffing in gravy, crazy, outlandish, foolish. A good sense of self-respect in the mind that flexes what the coolest. Coolness, it's hard to keep when they stressing your dome. So I say let's get it on. These haters got to get gone. Earth, twisting on the axis off kilter. You can see it all through the mind's eye, no filter. It's all the trust someone, everything around you's bugging. That's why I roll with two blood brothers and mad cousins. That type to give you they last when they got nothing. It's family, aka the few that understand me. Those that recognize us right now never a plan B. That's the way you're thinking when piranhas in the water. Today, fake friends wanna lead you to the slaughter. Psalms 82 said the earth is out of order. That's why I need destiny with all three of her daughters. Just call me the author, actor, and narrator. The triple threat, not giving thought to their hater. Right now, I need all my space service. All I do is give a smile. If they talk a slicker on the flip, then I'll give a growl. Put the toys away, I'm a man. No more playing now. Hack the bed to pieces is the plan. No more laying down. I'll take what I'm saying. True natures, they be displaying. Pull a wolf from sheep's clothing. People think you amazing. Me, I'll call a karma. Y'all, you're beeping what you sow. I'll expose them all for free. No, really be no dough. Flex follow suit on what they doing is a no-no. My black fist to their lips is the logo. Two wrongs to make the right, so I chill. Excommunicate these lanes from this life that I built. Until eye to eye, they stare this man right in the grill. Good Lord, let's say a prayer. Please keep me in my lane before I turn into a street fighter. Show on my yoga flame. These bums talking fast, but ain't ready to bang. That don't mean I won't steady my aim. Holla at me, what up?
them.
Hell yeah. Yo, if you a fan of the SP1200, shout out to Insight for letting Damu use his SP1200. A lot of these beats was made in Boston at Insight Studio, so if you like that SP1200 sound, big shout out to Insight. You know what I'm saying? He's a part of this project.
I am reminded of this story whenever I hear a hip-hop track in sort of the old school style.
Yep.
And that is, when I was in high school, I had a math teacher who bore more than a passing resemblance to John Lovett. And one day during math class, this kid raised his hand and got called on. And he said, yeah, what's up? And he said, you know, High School High was on TBS last night. And my math teacher got so mad because he knew exactly what, you know, yep, what the joke was.
Oh, bad, bad.
Anyway, that was Danby the Fudge Monk and Flex Matthews with a track called Dead in the Weight.
That comes from the full-length album Dreams and Vibrations. You can buy this album on their Bandcamp page digitally or on vinyl if you act fast, because there are only 7 remaining. The duo has assembled an ode to their love of hip-hop after a longtime friendship of over 15 years. I love the turntablism, the scratching. I feel like, and I am a light consumer of hip-hop music. I enjoy it, but I definitely don't go deep into it. And it does seem like there was a period of time that the DJ/producer was a big part of the popularity of it. And it seems like since then, the rapper has commanded most of the respect and the time in the song itself. And I do miss some really awesome production and turntablism being the focus of things. I miss when, you know, there was more, when it was just the producer, like the whole album, and it was just samples and cool scratching and whatnot. I love that stuff. Amazing stuff. Anyway, we love this pairing. Flex Matthews, of course, one of our faves, a.k.a. the Handsome Grandson. He is a rapper about town. He collaborates with many, many bands, including Congo Sanchez, and he's put in appearances on a lot of different kinds of music that we have spun on the podcast. Demu the Fudge Monk has contributed to Y Society and Panacea. And it's great to hear. One of the things I love about Flex is that he can just pop up anywhere on a bunch of different stuff. But I like that this one is really going back to the classic hip hop sound, and that's a natural home for our boy Flex.
All right, so now let's do a complete about face.
Hell yes.
Yes. This is a new band called Boy Apes.
Well, it's Monday, punching at the wood. Tuesday, and I do the same. Wednesday, same old thing. But I'm thinking about Friday already. Thinking about when I'm gonna get out of this place. Gonna punch out on Friday, hey, hey, hey. Go to a house party. Meet a lot of girls, yeah. God knows what it means to be white. God knows what it means to be black. I don't even know what it means to be brown. But I don't give a damn about anything. Cause I'm young and hungry, hungry. Young and hungry, hungry. Young and hungry, hungry. Young and hungry. Yaddy, 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 yaddy. Next day wake up, ick in my head. Walking down the street, police stopping and frisking me. I know what you're doing to me. Doesn't matter as much to me. Cause the girls, they dig it anyway. God knows what it means to be white. God knows what it means to be black. I don't even know what it means to be brown. But I don't give a damn about anything. Cause I'm young and hungry, hungry. Young and hungry, hungry. Young and hungry, hungry. Young and hungry. Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
That band is called Boy 8 with a track called Young and Hungry.
And that band name is spelled B-O-A-Y-T, all capitals.
Boy 8 is Casey, Aaron, and Bells and Hunters alum Guido de Horatius. That is also the title track from their upcoming debut record that is coming out on July 12th. They are playing a release show the same day with Elizabeth II, we love them, the Fed, we also love them, at Black Cat. They recorded that record at Inner Ear Studios with Don Zientara. 13 tracks of high energy stuff coming at you soon in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you did some jury duty lately.
I did.
And this is a big mystery black box for me because I have no idea what this experience was for you.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people get called for jury duty and it's like, you know, you come in for a day and the case settles and you go home. And that is not how things went for me. They called in a lot of jurors because this was the week before Memorial Day weekend. And a lot of people had travel plans. And so they got dismissed and I didn't. So I didn't get dismissed and I had to stay for the whole week to listen to this case. It was a civil case that was about a root canal gone bad.
And oh, God.
Yeah. So a lot of people also got dismissed for fear of the dentist, which I also don't really have. I mean, I don't like going to the dentist, but I'm fine with it. And I do it, you know, twice a year like you're supposed to. But yeah, basically this root canal gone bad and the dentist admitted to the malpractice, but they couldn't agree on an amount of money that the plaintiff deserved. And so they went through the legal system and had seven strangers who know nothing about dentistry and verdicts and how much pain and suffering is worth to get together and decide on how much money to give this poor plaintiff. It was strange. I'm being very cautious about what I say because there's actually a small chance that the defense lawyer is listening to this podcast. He was really good. He was quite an attorney who was, you know, bringing up objections constantly and getting witness testimony vetoed and getting exhibits vetoed. And there were a couple of times that he was waiting for the elevator and I would walk up and he would give me the elevator. He would not ride in the elevator with me. I was like, dang, he's good. He's good. So I'm being very cautious because I don't want anything I say to possibly give them a reason to appeal and get a new trial, which is just crazy. So it was a whole week of listening to testimony and exhibits about how painful this procedure was that went bad and how she's, you know, in pain for the rest of her life and can't kiss her husband anymore. And
whoa.
Yeah, that one was kind of the big kicker of like, oh, you know, she has this lip pain. It's kind of like damaged this nerve and she is in constant pain and it really sucks. So,
oh my God,
you know,
making out is awesome.
I know. So, and it was a whole week of having to go sit in this courtroom and be away from all of your distractions and focus on nothing but the testimony in this case. And so it was a little bit of a forced smartphone addiction therapy because you can't be bringing your phone into court and goofing around when things get boring. So in a way, it was good for that. But, and you know, it was good. I have always been curious about being on a jury trial and what the whole legal system really is like. And that got me. And I had no choice but to be on this jury. And it was an interesting experience.
Well, way to follow through and do your civic duty.
That's what it was. And it was a good thing. And I'm happy I did it. And now I don't have to do it for 3 more years.
Cool, man.
So let's hear some more music.
Yes, this is Endless Winter.
Oh,
It is currently mid to late June as we record this. The current temperature outside is 86 degrees, and that band was called Endless Winter. The song was called Bedrone, B-apostrophe-D-R-O-N. Endless Winter is the solo project from Joshua Thomas Hunter, guitarist and multi-instrumentalist for the band Color Palette.
It is cool to hear new music from someone who I have seen in a supporting role perform lots of times, and now he's front and center.
Yes, indeed. He also was the former guitar player for a band called Dance for the Dying, and I love that I was playing this, and Tony came over and looked at the screen and was like, oh, Dance for the Dying. And I'm like, yeah, that's because we remember this. We played them on the podcast in 2012. That was a long time ago.
At some point, are we going to resemble the old men from the Muppets?
Yep. Yep. Throwing stuff and being snarky. Yes. I think that's totally where we're going. This song comes from Endless Winter's debut full-length album, Season 1, Kuiper, available to purchase on his Bandcamp page. The album title might reference Dutch-American astronomer Gerard Kuiper, for whom the Kuiper Belt was named, which is the asteroid belt beyond Neptune's orbit that encompasses Pluto. They also say that we are looking to bring a limited run of very special live shows to you toward the end of summer, and you can look for us recommending that to you in our twice-weekly feature, Don't Stay Home, on the Hometown Sounds website. There's also a little tidbit of information that I found interesting in Josh's post about this. He says, most of the demos / song ideas for this release were started in 2003 in between doing music for my first band, The Elegy Machine. We actually got to keep some of the tracks used on those early demos for a select few songs. It's nuts being 37 years old and playing guitar with your 23-year-old self. I was a little less concerned with technique or putting a lot of notes and stuff back then.
That's cool.
I love it. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe to it in your favorite podcast app on your favorite smartphone and tell your friends about it. And if you're really bold, write us a review.
Please.
Use a little emoji. Use your favorite emoji to describe your feelings about our podcast. We are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hometown Sounds. We have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. We have music videos there. We have show recommendations. We also have an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
So send us your music.
Yes, please. We love getting it. We love getting feedback. We love getting Bandcamp notifications that you've put out new music. Whatever. But really, the important thing is to support all the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live. And we have one last track for you on this week's episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. It is from Analog Terra. The track is called Propulsion. Analog Terra is the artist moniker of Tara Rogers, and it is a track from her 4-song Fundamentals EP, which is out on June 26th. You can pre-order it to get either the digital or the limited edition vinyl. So Tara Rogers, she is a music scholar and makes electronic music. So what is really cool about Tara is that in 2000, she'd been making electronic music for some time, and she started this website called pinknoises.com to promote women in electronic music and make information about music production accessible to women and girls. And I think that that is really cool.
And that was in 2000. That yes. was, man, that's awesome.
Yes, that is so cool. In 2010, she published a book called Pink Noises, which consisted of 24 interviews with women in electronic music and sound culture, including club and radio DJs, remixers, composers, improvisers, instrument builders. And I think that it is so neat to make an effort at, you know, including women in what is, you know, so often the case, a historically male-dominated field.
Yes.
So that is really, really cool. And what is really interesting to me when I listen to this music is that I don't get any sense of gender. It's just good electronic music. The creation of music and gender appear to be completely divorced. And I think that that is a testament to someone being able to learn something and do it very well, regardless of gender identity.
Excellent. Right on. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.